This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم على من بعث رحمة للعالمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, whoever does not give up lying and evil deeds and speaking bad words to others, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in need of his leaving food and drink. In other words, Allah is not in need of his fasting. And this hadith is reported by Bukhari. This is a really important hadith. It shows us that the purpose of fasting is not just to kind of leave food and drink to feel the pangs of hunger. That is not just the purpose of fasting. In fact, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in this hadith, he's explaining to us that if you don't give up, you know, lying, if you don't give up speaking bad words, if you don't give up backbiting, if you don't give up causing trouble between people, namima, and all of these things, if you don't do that, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, he's not in need of your just giving up food and drink just for the sake of feeling the pangs of hunger. So it is quite important that we really think about the inner spiritual meaning of fasting. Now, a beautiful statement of one of the early Muslim scholars, he said that, look, during fasting, what ends up happening is that, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made haram for us certain things that are normally halal. So food, drink, marital relations, these are normally halal during the day and during the night, of course. But during the day, they are normally halal around the year. However, when you're fasting, these things become haram in Ramadan. So imagine if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made certain things which are normally halal, he's made them haram. How about those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has always made haram? How about those things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has always made haram, such as backbiting, such as slander, such as lying, and things like this? So it really gives us an understanding of, you know, what is the real purpose of fasting? It's not just to leave a bunch of, you know, things like leaving our desires of food or drink or marital relations. That's not the purpose of fasting. The purpose of fasting is so that we get a connection with Allah, is that we are obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are obeying our Creator. And furthermore, it is also about, you know, just really feeling that, using this Ramadan to kind of get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and increasing taqwa. And we mentioned a few days ago in the ayah of the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Kutiba alaykum as-siyamu kama kutiba 'ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun." That Allah has prescribed fasting for you like He prescribed it for those before you, so that you may achieve taqwa. So this is the reason for fasting, so that you may achieve what? Taqwa, piety. So what you find is many people, they might be fasting from food and drink and marital relations, but they're not fasting from lying. They're not fasting from, you know, backbiting, speaking about others behind, you know, in a way that they dislike. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he asked the Sahaba, he said, "Do you know what is backbiting?" They said, "Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam know best." Then he replied that "Dhikruka akhaka bima yakrah," mentioning your brother in a way that he dislikes. And of course this applies to brothers and sisters, of course, in Islam. So when a person backbites, when a person speaks about his fellow Muslim in a way that he dislikes, then he is actually incurring a great sin, and that sin is magnified in the month of Ramadan. So we should use Ramadan to try and, you know, remove these evil habits of backbiting, of slander, of, you know, lying, and all of these diseases of the tongue. In fact, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he went up to the Mi'raj, when he went up to the seven, to the heavens, and then he also was shown the hellfire, and he saw people that had copper fingernails. Now I want you to really think about this for a second. Just imagine this. People with copper fingernails scratching their faces and their chests. And he asked, you know, "Who are these people, O Jibreel?" And it was said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "These are the people who used to take the honor of their fellow Muslims. Subhanallah. Take the honor of their fellow Muslims. This is a major sin in Islam, to backbite, to speak ill of your fellow Muslims. So brothers and sisters, use this month to get, you know, used to your tongue speaking only good things. Now, it is true that sometimes we joke around, we mess around. That's fine as long as the other people understand it and they accept it and they don't consider it as backbiting. But if you say something bad about another Muslim and he doesn't consider this to be good, then it falls under ghiba or backbiting. As the Prophet ﷺ said, ذِكْرُكَ أَخَاكَ بِمَا يَكْرَهُ, mentioning your brother in a way that he dislikes. We also know that the Prophet ﷺ, he once heard Aisha radiallahu anha saying that, you know, it is sufficient for you to know that Safiya is such and such. And she made an indication indicating that Safiya radiallahu anha is short. Now, based on this, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he replied, he said, "You have said a word that if it could be mixed with the waters, then it would contaminate it," meaning the seas and the oceans and all of this. If that one word could be mixed with the waters of the sea, right, with the waters of all of the oceans, then this one word would contaminate it. So brothers and sisters, let us really take this month to rectify our affairs, especially when it comes to the matters of the tongue. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us people who mention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a lot, who do a lot of dhikr, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cures us of all of the diseases of the tongue, whether that be backbiting, whether it be slander, whether it be lying, or all of these evil diseases. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.